KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Right now in Salt Lake City, temperatures falling. We're at 59 degrees. KSL's top story. A bizarre confrontation over modesty has led to a woman in St. George facing sexual battery charges. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with the story. Amy.
Jeff, the video posted on social media shows the woman telling a group of what look like teen girls that she works for the state and will call CPS on them. They respond by telling her she doesn't get to touch their friend. The video has millions of views, and now a police case report shows the woman has been arrested. Police say that the woman, Ida Lorenzo, called them earlier this week, worried that the video was jeopardizing her safety. She then told police that she had gone up to the girl she believed was a minor, because her skirt was too short, that it was so short it was indecent. A day later, the girl then called police, told them that that woman had come up behind her, touched her, and pulled her skirt down. It's not clear what agency, if at all, the woman works for the state. KSL has reached out for comment, but has not yet heard back. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 301. We have breaking news at KSL. We're just learning from the Bluffdale Fire Department. They're responding to a person trapped at Olympus Precast. It's a concrete supplier near Point of the Mountain. We have a reporter headed to the scene and we'll bring you the latest right here on KSL News Radio. A gentleman who used to work in the Oval Office is coming to Salt Lake City next month.
Former President George W. Bush is the special guest speaker at the Zions Bank Crossroads of the World International Trade Summit. He'll be speaking on May 23rd at the Grand America Hotel in Salt Lake City.
KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson there. If you don't already have an invitation, well, you're not going. Tickets to the former president's speech are not being made available to the public. The Supreme Court is likely to send back President Trump's immunity case to a lower court. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the High Court heard arguments in the case today with liberals like Elena Kagan focused on the risks of granting broad immunity.
How about if a president orders the military to stage a coup?
But conservative Neil Gorsuch is concerned about rejecting presidential immunity.
Perhaps if he feels he has to, he'll pardon himself every 4 years from now on.
The former president's attorney conceded charges touching on Mr. Trump's private acts may not be covered. The former president did not appear before the high court. He was in a New York City courtroom hearing more testimony in his hush money trial involving Stormy Daniels. For the first time, jurors heard the adult film star mentioned during testimony. Mr. Trump faces 34 charges of falsifying business records to cover up hush money payments made to Daniels by his former attorney, Michael Cohen. Disgraced film producer Harvey Weinstein faces a new trial in New York. His attorney, Arthur Idala, spoke to reporters after the state appeals court overturned his conviction.
In that courthouse, the trial, the laws were perverted because there was so much pressure, because Harvey was the face of this movement, that he had to be convicted.
The appeals court found the trial judge mistakenly admitted testimony of uncharged prior sexual acts. And Kanye West is being sued over accusations he paid his white employees more than their black counterparts. The case unfolding this afternoon in a Los Angeles court. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
New statistics show that more and more Utah families are out on the street. Homeless.
The Utah Office of Homeless Services report reveals a 27% rise of families experiencing homelessness since 2020. Michelle Flynn with The Road Home said they saw this coming post-COVID.
During the pandemic, there was a good deal of additional assistance for families who had lower incomes in our community.
Jacob Tolman spent his childhood in and out of shelters with his single mom, who struggled to keep them afloat. When I told him the stat,
I'm not surprised. I mean, as the city grows, a lot of us have been here for a long time. We're not able to actually afford anything.
Tolman now teaches a social and emotional class for kids because that resource wasn't available to him. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Home insurance likely won't cover that house in Holiday the police blew up because of old dynamite they found in the basement. The Utah Department of Insurance says this would fall under hazardous material damage that usually is not covered by home insurance plans. Nearby residents say they were told to make claims for damages to their home insurance companies, but some say they'll have to pay out of pocket to hit their deductibles over the incident. The frantic cleanup continues at Sugar House and Tanner Parks this afternoon. Work crews are trying to mop up hundreds of gallons of diesel fuel. A semi crashed in Parley's Canyon this morning. The diesel fuel flowed into Parley's Creek.
I want to stress that this does not impact any of the water quality as far as drinking water is concerned within Salt Lake City.
Captain Brand Handcuff with Salt Lake City Fire says there's no risk to the drinking water. But there was an oily sheen on Sugar House Pond as the cleanup got underway. KSL News Time 3:06. Now, first look traffic on, Thursday afternoon.
Yeah,
the week kind of gets away from you, doesn't it?
It does.
Okay, what's
But
happening?
You partied yesterday afternoon out on the plaza.
You know what? That was an amazing experience. People were so excited about the hockey. I was really surprised.
It was a great job. We are beginning your Thursday afternoon drive. A little bumpy, and Jeff, you're going to be covering this in weather, but rain has been coming through and causing trouble in traffic. We have an accident. This is at I-15 at 7200 South and a crash 2700 South, 2700 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. My minute of news is on the way next. The NFL draft is tonight, and I have a secret about the NFL draft. Stay here.